Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Your Health Matters with Dr. Ram Nair. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to Your Health Matters. This is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. Today's program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC. If you are a two-year or four-year college or university and are for-profit or non-profit organization seeking funds for your favorite projects, whether it is educational or research training projects, please contact Dr. Ram LLC and we can help you through the steps in submitting the grants successfully. Please go to drnayar.com, that is drnayar.com, or email info@drnayar.com. You may also call the toll-free number 1-844-9-GRANTS, or that number again is 1-844-947-2687. We have been talking in this program of Your Health Matters, various aspects of health and wellness and different diseases and how they are spread and how they can be prevented, or in some cases what cures are available out there. Today I wanted to switch gears and talk something very interesting about the same bacteria that we are all familiar with, but in a different atmospheric conditions, meaning that bacteria, how they behave in space. Now, because we all know that we have a lot of space flights going on, and there is a International Space Station in the low orbit circulating our Earth every so many minutes, it seems like no one ever thought, at least those on the ground and many who are not in this field, never thought that would there be bacteria in space? Could they survive? Would there be any harm to the persons who are in the International Space Station hovering around our above our Earth? So I will cover that, but it's a little different than the bacteria that we see on Earth, simply because obviously the environment for the bacteria, just like the environment for the humans in space, are different. And so there has to be changes. That is common sense. So we all know that there has to be some changes. The question that one should ask is whether such changes in space can affect the health of the persons who are in space differently, less or more. That is the interesting studies that are going on right now in many parts of the world, in the laboratories around the world. Now, but the bacteria that grow there also are totally different in one sense of the word, because of the nature in which they have to grow there. They grow in what is known as a mat or a carpet. In other words, they grow flat in spatial atmosphere, and they have some differences than the one that probably you would see on Earth. But at the same time, I also wanted to mention to you that even in Earth, the same kind of carpet-like or mat-like formation of the bacteria is there already. We know that they are all over the place. That is a very dangerous thing, because when the bacteria, which are actually small, single, rod-shaped, you know, tiny little rods or a circle, like a little round things, or some of them are spiral shape. But imagine if they congregate together and form a mesh, the best way to give you a idea about how you can imagine what I am talking about, the carpet-like thing. All that you have to look at is, I'm sure all of us have seen on rocks near the lakes or waterways, there will be a greenish patch on the rock, which if you step on, you know, you will slip and fall. So imagine that is that kind of a formation, a mat-like or a carpet-like formation is what I'm talking about. So the bacteria that otherwise are independently floating around or moving around on the earth, on any place, anywhere, now are taking a different form of survival, which is a mesh-like format or a carpet-like growth. That kind of growth is called, you know, in technical language, we call it biofilm. So biofilm is a flat surface that is the growing bacteria putting together. It takes a little while for them to do this biofilm formation, but the difficulty scientists have found out was when the bacteria, as we know them, are existing, we have antibiotics, we have drugs, we have chemicals, we have many number of things by which we control them. It's surprisingly, what scientists have found out was that this biofilm, which is growing like this carpet-like fashion on Earth, it is not the same bacteria. It is the same bacteria in one sense of the word, but it is not the same in the functionality. In other words, they are resistant to antibiotics and chemicals and things like that. So where do you find them? Well, the classic example of a growth of that nature is the plaque formation in the teeth. Yeah, you go to the dentist and they will say you have plaque, and the plaque is actually nothing but on the teeth, on the surface of the teeth, bacteria growing like a mucus layer, you know, like a little carpet thing, and that's what the plaque removal is. The dentists do that. The same way in cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease, what happens is the bacteria can grow in a flat layer inside the, you know, lung cells and block the air and air transportation of carbon dioxide and oxygen between the cells. So that is again a biofilm. Another example is, you know, some of us know about artificial implants, hip replacement, shoulder replacement, knee joint replacement. You see, when the orthopedic surgeons, when the surgeons remove our damaged knee or shoulder, what they do, they implant a alloy of some chemical, some metal, alloy of some metal, and they put a new hip joint or a knee joint, right? Guess what? Those are areas where when our cells grow around that metallic implant, the scientists have found out, the doctors have found out, and the patient complains after about 3 or 4 years, not in all cases, in some cases or in most cases, they will complain about pain and aches and all that again after the replacement. It's not very common, but it is there. And the doctors, when they open up, they see this biofilm formation. So this biofilm has become a menace in a lot of ways because of the simple reason that they cannot be treated the same way that you treat a bacteria for any other diseases. So that is one of the things that we have. Another place where they are found is in catheters or any instrument that has been inserted into the human body. And if there is something that is inserted in a permanent fashion, then there is a likelihood of the biofilm formation, unlike the simple bacterial or viral infection. They are not amenable to the treatment of normal, regular antibiotics that you and I are used to, and that is the challenge. So biofilms are pretty interesting things, and they are always there. Now, they are also found in rainforest and deserts. They are found in the bottom of the ocean. They are found in the hot or cold environment. Now, they are also part of the food chain for the fish, you know, that is in the water, and they use it up very well. The fishes like the biofilms. Now, what they need to, the biofilms for them to grow very well, they need a few things. They need moisture, they need some nutrients, and a very good surface that they can attach to. That's the key, right? And then so they will grow. And the interesting thing is that, like I said, it may be this biofilm, the carpet-like bacterial growth, does not have to be necessarily a single type of bacteria. It can be many, many different kinds of bacteria. That adds to the challenge, and that is where more problems are there. And there can be persistent infections of that nature. So I mentioned about, the plaque, and I mentioned about the cystic fibrosis. But even other diseases like pneumonia and heart valve defects can be done. So what we have to see is when we come, this is Dr. Ram Nair, and you are listening to Your Health Matters.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Rom, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Rom, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Rom, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Rom Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is your host, Dr. Ram Nair. And if you have any need for grants, either on the science, technology, engineering, and math, or even any other favorite programs of yours, and if you are a two-year or four-year college or a university, or a profit or non-profit organizations, please call toll-free 1-844-9-GRANTS. That is 1-844-9-GRANTS. Or again, that number is 1-844-947-2687. You can also send an email at info@drnair.com. And please visit our website, drnair.com. We were talking today about a very interesting area of microbial life, the bacterial life, that normally we don't associate at all, because we know that bacteria causes disease, and we have talked so many of the diseases over this station and in this program. But something that we all have to understand is that the bacteria can take many different forms, and one of the ways that they do a change in its shape is by way of what we call as biofilms. This is like a sheet of paper, but not a single sheet of paper, but imagine several layers of papers adhesive together to make a little thick block. That's the way that the bacteria grow. But when that happens, we call it a biofilm. And the interesting thing that scientists have found out was they can still cause disease, and they can do really a lot of harm in various circumstances. And I was talking about some of the simple things that we are already aware of, like the plaque formation or the blocking of the catheters that are inserted in your body during a surgical operation, or in cystic fibrosis. But then you might wonder, is there anything good about this? Well, interestingly, believe it or not, it seems like every coin has two sides. Just like that, these little creatures who are such a nuisance also have some benefits, if you think about it in a way. For example, there are studies that say that these biofilms can be used in water and wastewater treatment plants as a organic filter, providing a base to settle and form the biofilms, and then which the biofilms will in turn use the organic dirt or the matter found in the water to their advantage. They will take the useless organic matter and use it for their own growth, but at least in doing so, they remove it from the water. Well, it is not as straight symbol as I just mentioned, because of course you had to have guard against the effect of the bacteria itself. But the biomass or the biofilm in such cases in the water treatment plants are immobilized, and the filters are periodically removed so that they won't do any harm by their overgrowth. Because you see, the good points also have a bad side, so you have to be careful about that. But these are all technical things that usually, if at all they are used, if any place they are used, it can be worked out as a natural organic cleaning mechanism. Now, the remediation of contaminated soil and groundwater also can be done. If gasoline, fuel oil, or chlorinated solvents are released underground, then again, these biofilms can be a natural remedial mechanism. But again, these are all specialized form of controlling these things. Now, there are many things about bacteria, and I was telling about the impact of space flight on the bacterial action and antibiotics susceptibility to the astronauts in space. I was reading a scientific article by one Peter William Taylor, and it was fascinating, and I thought I should share this with you, because you know, I myself wasn't very familiar with the bacterial population in spacecraft and its effect until I started reading quite a bit of this literature. And I thought I should share that with you, because what is happening now is in the there is a new chapter in the human space flight, and we are trying to go more and more and explore the beyond our Earth's atmosphere. And we all know that we have the International Space Station, the largest and the most complex international scientific and engineering project. And we also know that in this International Space Station, there are astronauts who are there for, anywhere from weeks to months to years. At least there are some who are in very, very long time in that space. Now, the interesting thing is that the space flight environment does affect the human health and the physiology of the astronauts, and one has to be careful. And the NASA scientists or the scientists at the European or Russian space agency have worked it all out very well. They have thought through it, and they have enough measures taken for the safety of these astronauts while they are in space. But the interesting thing is that when they typically spend about 6 months on the space platform, and they do experience sometimes minor trauma, they may have burns or dermatological or the skin kind of diseases, or some of them muscles and skeletal or bone related issues. They do, and they do have respiratory problems. They have in the space station plenty of first aid and all the other medications in stock, and it's not like they are just left there to their own thing. Absolutely well taken care of with the best possible medical facilities in the space station. But the point that I wanted to talk to you is about this biofilm thing. And it seems like, one of the experiments actually the scientists did was to see whether by any chance, because it is a prolonged stay in space, in a restricted space after all, and with the human interaction of a few people, there are so many pipes and, tubes and things like that in the space where they are living. In their living quarters, there is possibility of bacterial growth, and there is a possibility of biofilm growth. So scientists have wanted to find out how the bacteria will grow as a biofilm in those areas, and that is something that is very interesting that we will have to cover. And what we will do is we will talk about it as to how the scientists are trying to deal with the space bacteria. You are listening to Your Health Matters. This is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. $5,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. If you are in need of a grant for any one of your favorite projects, feel free to call toll-free at 1-844-9-GRANTS, or that number again is 1-844-947-2687. You can also send an email at info@drnair.com. Visit the website of Dr. Ram LLC by going to www.drnair.com. We are here to help you with your grants. We were talking in this program about biofilm, which is a modified form of bacterial growth. And we all know that when it happens on Earth, it is one thing, but we were always worried about what is the situation in space. There are two things that, I was talking about space biology, and especially with respect to the astronauts who are on the International Space Station hovering over our Earth, some 230 some miles above the Earth. And, you know, they are now in a position to actually have very lengthy stay because we have perfected a lot of things for long duration in space and zero gravity. Most everybody knows about the changes that happens in the human body in zero gravity, some of the things that we know are by reading and getting the news or when they return to Earth, that we know that their body mass is reduced and the bone mass is reduced, and you know there are a few other complexes happen, like for example the immune function is suppressed during the space flight, and it can have a effect when they land on Earth. The same token, we also wanted to, we meaning the scientists, wanted to always understand and know about the diseases and the germs and what are the effects of germs in space, and not only the effect of germs to humans in space, but also interestingly, we also have to know how the germs behave in space, because they also would have the same kind of some kind of a modification. They had to happen. It's a natural thing because that is not their natural environment. So interestingly, what we found is that there are some studies, and space flight was observed to increase the number of bacterial cells increasing, also the biofilm that I was talking about, the carpet-like growth, the mass is increasing in space in thickness relative to normal gravity controls. That was a little kind of shocking, because which means that these tiny little creatures which grow and make a mat or a carpet-like growth on Earth are capable of still doing the same thing in space in zero gravity. And obviously it seems like at least some of the reports that I read says that the thickness is much more than on Earth. The viable cells, meaning the living cells on that mass, is much more. And they also surprisingly found out something interesting. This is very interesting, but you know, you have to actually put your imagination when I say this. In other words, remember I mentioned about a carpet-like growth. Now imagine that instead of a carpet-like growth on Earth, it seems like scientists have observed the biofilm growing in space in a canopy fashion. So little columns of growth, in other words, in a flat surface of any tubing or anywhere in the capsule where the people are in space living. The observation is that under high magnification, they found out that there are little columns of these bacteria, and on top of that, like a canopy. So it's a very strange form of growth, and obviously that growth is only because of the atmospheric condition, which is zero gravity there, and that was a little surprise. And also another not so much of a surprise is that the antibiotics or the chemicals that we use on Earth are not as effective in the bacteria that is growing in space. So we could imagine that, but you know, still that creates a problem, because if these bacteria happen to have you know, get into the human system, then of course, obviously, again, it's another challenge for the biomedical community. So that's what it is. And then something else they found out, that as we know, that there are pathogenic bacteria, the bacteria that causes disease among the crew, and they found out that the good bacteria that is in our system, we have good and bad bacteria in our body. In the digestive tract or the intestinal tract, we have some good bacteria. It seems like after prolonged space conditions, when they come back, the scientists are finding that there are less number of those good bacteria also. So obviously there are some reduction in the beneficial intestinal bacteria of the astronauts prior to the launch, and that could be also affecting for a while when they come back to Earth and readjust to the normal life. We have to understand that these bacteria undergo mutations, and sometimes 2 to 3 times higher than probably on Earth, because the space is a different environment. They also behave in the microgravity totally in a different way, such that the normal chemical means of destroying them do not work as good as on Earth. So it is the shocking part of this thing is, in the beginning, before even knowing all this knowledge base, we thought that maybe the bacteria may not even survive in space because they are so tiny. But all that thing has now way aside. In fact, we know more about the difference between microgravity-induced growth and the bacteria in the ground control experiments. And we see that some of these bacteria have small structures that propel them in the space. And so that is what, you know, is the space situation is. So now you can imagine what is happening here. You know, the bacterial metabolism, or the way the bacteria makes its own stuff, you know, itself, they are producing some newer type of metabolic products of their own, which can also affect the humans if the humans are infected by these bacteria in space. So very, very difficult. But we have to also take into consideration that you know, we when the spacecraft is manufactured in ultra clean facilities comparable to those used in the manufacture of medicines, and extensive precautions are taken to ensure that levels of microbial contamination are minimized. But you know, in spite of all that, you know, if because of close quarters between people in the space station, there is always the risk of the crew's well-being, because you know there is a normal transference of a handshake or anything else can pass on some of the bacteria from one person to the other. So it's just like on Earth, except that it is much more close and intact place that they are doing it. So that is one of the things that has been reported and one has to be careful about. The other thing that we need to know about is that some of the bacteria that colonize in the space in the area of the International Space Station, they contaminate certain surfaces, and then they grow in such a fashion that the growth is so tremendous compared to the Earth. At least the initial studies are showing that. So there is a fear of infections that can occur to the people in space station if they are there on an extended mission. And that can also compromise, the antibiotic resistance of these bacteria in space. And so it is a totally different area of studies, and a lot of studies are going on in this particular field. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram LLC can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nayar and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nayar, your host. And if you are in need of any grants on any of the topics, especially the science, technology, and engineering and math, please call toll-free 1-844-9-GRANTS. Or that number again is 1-844-947-2687. And we were talking about a very special type of organisms that are bacteria, but it's completely changed because of the environmental conditions. And the environment that I was talking about was space, especially the International Space Station, because that is above our Earth, about some 230 some miles orbiting around the Earth. And the gravitational force is different, and it is zero gravity. And always, scientists wondered about the bacteria that are on Earth. How would they affect someone who is up there in space for a very long time, extended stay, and especially in closed quarters with other people? Because we all carry bacteria on both our surface of our body and internally. And what kind of changes would happen? Just like the humans have changes in the body, the same way, the bacteria could also have some changes when the atmospheric conditions are changed, which is very, very natural, as you can imagine. Now, the thing is that they have found out that studies have been done, and there are a number of different studies, and one of the studies did show that they do grow much more aggressively in the closed quarters of the space in the zero gravity. But there are other studies in some other part of the world, and even in some studies in the United States, they also tell that the severity of the disease that is caused are not as much. Even though they grow much more, they don't necessarily have any much more virulence than that is happening in the Earth. Except the fact that because the people who are in space, in close quarters, living for a long time, in zero gravity, their metabolism, the human metabolism, does change. And, you know, it drastically changes over a long period of time, which can also bring down the immune response of these persons. And if that happens, then, of course, what happens is that they are more prone to, you know, a disease. But again, you know, you have to take it into a consideration about the individuals and the type of bacteria that we are talking about. Some of the studies have shown that, you know, simulated space flight environments and the interaction between the host and the bacteria are different under different circumstances. Now, there's a growing body of evidence that suggests that spaceflight and simulated microgravity conditions reduce, not increase, the capacity of pathogenic bacteria. So this is the other view of scientists. So some of them have come up to saying that, you know, the capacity to cause disease under zero gravity or microgravity are not as much or any different than in, on Earth. Now, the only condition that is the drugs. The drugs that are used normally to contain these bacteria are not as effective in space because the drugs themselves, being chemicals, can be modified. You know, they may have some degradation of a different kind in a different environment. There are some studies of that nature too. So, in other words, you know, we are actually seeing things where we find that there are variations in the nature of the bacteria that is growing in a different type of atmosphere, and the nature of the humans in space that also compensate for or you know, compete with the functions that are normally done in on Earth, because the bacterial interaction with the human body on Earth and in space are totally different. Now, one of the things that we have to remember is that all these reasons of this bacteria behaving in a different way in space is because of the changes in their own genes. Just as you know, we have always seen the changes in genes are one of the most important things that makes the organisms look different or function different. So the genetic modifications, that is the biofilms coordinate their behavior via intercellular communication using biochemical molecules. And when they form a biofilm, they actually develop something that is not commonly produced on the normal gravitational force, that is Earth. So once they are in space, they have to accommodate or adjust themselves, and so obviously their genes modify or adapt, a kind of mutation, I would say, and they will form new metabolic products for themselves, the bacteria, and that will ultimately make new chemicals that they will exude, or so that they can be protected against the harsh environments of the space. So that is why the drugs that are used on Earth, even though they can be effective in space also, sometimes they may not be as effective as one would like to. And it also depends on the different type of biofilms, but the biofilm bacteria are not necessarily always of a single type. there is a very likelihood that a biofilm mass, a carpet-like thing, may have more than one type of bacteria. That you can actually figure it out by taking a sample of that and looking at their genetic analysis. If you look at the genes, you will find out that there is a lot of mixed genes. In other words, you know, there is a cross linking of different type of genes that make it all much more complicated, and that is another reason why some of the drugs that are aimed at one specific bacteria may not work on biofilm as such. So now we have today covered basically a very interesting form of bacterial growth on Earth, and also what we are looking forward to in years to come in space. But studies are already there, and scientists are working very hard to make sure that things are working very well. So you have been exposed to something new today, and this is Dr. Ram, and you are listening to Health. Your Health Matters, and stay healthy, stay happy. So long.
Biz Talk Radio.